Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A disaster declaration was approved in the summer for the major landslide that affected parts of the Kenai Peninsula in May. The declaration ordered federal assistance to supplement state, tribal, and local recovery efforts in the Lowell Point community that was affected by the landslide on May the 7th. Recently, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance accepting grant funds from the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to reimburse costs associated with those disaster recovery efforts. According to Brenda Albrecht with the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management.
Typically how that works is that the state has to provide documentation to meet the funding thresholds that then are provided to the president for consideration. And the landslide is in addition to other disasters that happened at the same time. So the state was able to make that a combination of area-wide impacts that was submitted, and that was how they were able to meet those thresholds.
This ordinance accepts funds of just over $122,000 from the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for costs incurred related to responding to said landslide, $65,000 of which is accounted for in that amount. Will be paid on behalf of the borough to Miller's Landing for the transportation of individuals to and from Lowell Point. Albrecht added,
"We've still submitted our cost for reimbursement. It's just now the funding source has changed so that typically, as I'd said before, 75% of it will be reimbursed through FEMA, and then 25% of the cost will be reimbursed through the State Division of Homeland Security."
On May the 7th, a landslide from Bear Mountain in Seward covered Lowell Point Road and cut off Lowell Point residents from essential services for 30 days. Disaster declarations were made by the City of Seward, Kenai Peninsula Borough, and State of Alaska. The project application and grant awards are managed through FEMA's online system named Grants Portal. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance amending municipal code to provide increased flexibility for the administration to conduct city business while maintaining sufficient safeguards to protect the public's interest. Councilmember James Baisden, the ordinance sponsor.
This ordinance is intended to amend Kenai Municipal Code for purchasers requiring council approval. Right now, there is a $15,000 threshold that was set back in 2005. This ordinance is looking to increase the purchase threshold from $10,000 to $35,000. It will add an amendment that allows administration to increase POs and contracts by 15% without additional council approval. And council still approves the budget, so this is not going to do anything with the budget amounts that we approve on an annual basis. Checks and balances are still in place. And this will allow pretty much the directors and the chiefs, the finance director and the city manager to work more efficient within operating the city business.
Municipal code establishes thresholds for and the types of purchases which require approval of the city council prior to them being made. The $15,000 limit imposed by Kenai Municipal Code, according to Baisden, is restrictive and limits the administration's ability to react to situations that arise during each budget year, especially with 4 or more weeks between some city council meetings. The limits were last amended in 2005. The proposed change is modeled after the City of Wasilla's code, which requires formal solicitation for purchases in excess of $30,000 and allows contract or purchase order amendments of up to 10% with no additional council action. The $15,000 or greater threshold requiring council approval prior to the purchase hadn't increased since 2005, when it was increased from $2,500 to $15,000. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.